The New England Museum of Telephony is on an easy-to-miss side street off Route 1A in Ellsworth. There, inside an old barn, are period photos and more than a century of painstakingly cared for antique equipment. Interactive exhibits documenting the technological advances that transform the life of a nation.
First, we would start with Alexander Graham Bell. Essentially, you have what's a receiver, a telephone receiver.
Stan St. Ong, a longtime board member of the museum, pulls out two small cone-shaped receivers. It's a model of the device that made history on March 10, 1876, when Alexander Graham Bell said, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you," to his assistant, who heard the words clearly through his receiver in a nearby room.
The signaling became a problem because the only way that you could signal somebody at the time using a couple of these receivers was to yell into it, "Ahoy!"
The next big technological advance took care of that problem. St. Ong reaches for an antique hand-crank generator mounted on the wall beneath an early Stromberg Carlson model telephone.
This is a standard 110-volt light bulb. When you crank it, you can light the light bulb.
And send a magnetic signal to the first operator switchboards to come online.
There are no lights on it. There is no other way for the operator to know other than these little flaps called drops that fall down when someone cranks their telephone.
St. Ong, playing the role of 1800s operator, pushes a plug into line 48, asks for a number, and then connects the cable to line 11 to complete the call. The Telephone Museum was founded by Charles Gailey in 1984 in Andover, Massachusetts. Shortly after, Gailey offered to locate the museum at the place he was storing his own personal telephone collection, the big barn he owns to this day in Ellsworth.
We get phone calls probably every week. My grandfather passed away recently. He collected a lot of old telephone stuff. Are you interested?
Martin Harris is the museum's president.
We don't always know, of course, when the phone call comes, what we're getting. So the excitement comes when you open the ratty cardboard box that's been in somebody's attic for however many years.
Like a phone you might have seen in the 30s.
That's a Western Electric Model 302 telephone. That was designed somewhere in the mid 30s. Some people call it a Lucy phone because the I Love Lucy show had a phone like that, although I think theirs had a dial on it probably.
More than 100 years of landline phones fill the museum, along with massive switching systems donated when phone companies abandoned their analog technology. The nonprofit museum relies on donations and revenue from public tours during the summer and fall to keep operating. It's open for visits on Saturday afternoons and by appointment during the week. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.